What was it you wanted me for? You haven't looked at me that way in years. Your watch has stopped and the pond is clear. Someone turn the lights back on. I love you till all time is gone. You haven't looked at me that way in years, but I'm still here.
It's all the way down.
Oh. There we go. Oh, there we go.
There we go. Hi, I'm Marissa J, reporting from Medford. DJ
Medford.
Medford.
That whole spiel may have been lost to the void, actually, because I didn't notice that both of our mics were down.
How many listeners do we have?
Let's see. Probably, I would guess, about 8 right now. Oh, only 4 on the shoutcast from the last time it was refreshed. But
all 4 of you.
Oh, great. Oh, 6. There are 6 listeners. And now our third usual hostess, Anna Kaplan, has just arrived as well, folks. So the song you just listened to was Summer Elaine and Drunk Dory by Weezer off of the new Weezer album, The White Album.
Oh, disappointed that I missed that. Sorry, I'm late.
We'll have to play another one at some point.
I lost my song, so I can't play it.
So yeah, give me the 15-minute recap.
Well, Marissa and I arrived a couple minutes late, so we just, actually, we walked into the studio and Automation was playing some White Stripes, so that was pretty good. And actually it goes with the theme, which is, I guess, colors? That kind of is a silly way to put it, but
I was thinking it was sort of like freeform theme knickknacks, you know? Like, maybe each thing by itself couldn't be a theme, but all of a sudden you just have this box of knickknacks.
Interesting. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking about today.
What does that mean? I think you need to play the next song.
Well, I just mean Charlotte and I were discussing the theme, and she's like, well, I have all these ideas, and like each on their own could not be a 2-hour show.
Got it.
I don't know, dude. I ended up tending towards colors because that was the thing. I think we should go with whatever. But I actually have 28 songs picked out with colors in the names.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Sorry, listeners. Not that we're going to have to listen to all of them. This is just what I threw on my playlist for the night. I was actually surprised at how many. Well, I guess colors is easy. But yeah, when we were texting earlier, I said like a list of like 10 things that I had been thinking about lately.
And it was crazy. I had been thinking about the same 10 things.
Yeah.
Wow. Spooky.
It was
so spooky. Yeah. Okay. Why don't I play one more and then we'll. Okay. This one is actually one that doesn't have to do with colors, but that I liked. So I'm gonna. I'll just play that. If we're doing knickknacks, I guess I only had like 24.
Extreme statement. If I've ever heard one.
All right. I'm gonna give our listeners a different kind of knickknack. Here we go.
Just
to side to side. And I stay well kept so they can see there's nothing wrong with me. It's just that I don't wanna be somebody to anybody. No, 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 no. I don't wanna be somebody to anybody. No, no, I don't wanna be somebody to anybody. No, I'm good at no.
So that was actually also new music out recently by Margaret Glaspie, the song Somebody to Anybody.
I liked it.
Yeah. Would highly recommend checking out that album. If you're...
Name of the album?
The name of the album is Emotions in Math, and it seems like that has not dropped yet, but three different singles were dropped from it.
Exciting. Looking forward to the real deal.
Yeah.
Wait, I have a song. I don't know if it's time yet.
It's
freeform. Anytime
is a good time for a song. Let's do it.
Can I just press play?
Mm-hmm.
Pictures in your eyes of coffee shops and morning streets in the blue and silent sunrise. But night is the cathedral where we recognize the sign. We strangers know each other now as part of the whole design. Oh, hold me like a baby that will not fall asleep. Curl me up inside you and let me hear you through the heat. Oh, you're the jester of this courtyard with a smile like a girl's, distracted by the women with the dimples and the curls, by the pretty and the mischievous, by the timid and the blessed, by the blowing skirts of ladies who promise to gather you to their breast. Oh, hold me like a baby that will not fall asleep. Curl me up inside you and let me hear you through the heat. Oh, have hands of rain and water and that earring in your ear. The wisdom on your face denies the number of your years. With the fingers of the potter and the laughing tail of the fool, the arranger of disorder with your strange and simple rules. Yeah, now I've met me another spinner of strange and gauzy threads, with a long and slender body and a bump upon the head. Oh, hold me like a baby that will not fall asleep. Curl me up inside you and let me hear you through the heat. Oh, body and the sweetest, softest hands, and we'll blow away forever soon and go on to different lands. Please do not ever look for me, but with me you will stay. And you will hear yourself in song blowing by one day. But now hold me like a baby that will not fall asleep. Curl me up inside you and let me hear you through the heat.
Marissa, would you like to tell us about that song?
Yes, that song is called Gypsy, and I listened to it the first time in Colorado when I saw Suzanne Vega live with my family in this very small, like, venue that was, like, the basement of the hotel.
Wow.
And then I got her CD, and I played it a lot, and I always liked the song and always remembered it. And there's a line that's, like, the blue in silent sunrise that I always loved, and then there's another part that says night is the cathedral, and I love the imagery, and I always think of for colors, I think of blue and silent sunrise. And this year in my and I kind of forgot about Susan Vega, and then this year in my queer pop class it was an example, but not this song, the song Tom's Diner, and then I went back into a Susan Vega phase.
This is such a cool,
here I am.
Yeah, this is such a cool coincidence that you are that this has been a recent resurgence for you, because I was listening to a bunch of her today for, like, I haven't listened to her in years. Actually, you want to know a weird thing? I also went to a concert with my family. And, like, I was really, really young. Like,
you
I
saw
definitely
Susanne
Vega? Yeah. I, like, don't remember anything except for, like, the entire crowd. I remember the entire crowd singing along to the
Tom's Diner.
At least I'm pretty sure, yeah. And so, yeah, anyways, but I totally agree that I think her lyrics are great. Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed that song quite thoroughly.
I was going to either play that or Rainbow in the Dark by Das Racist, but I thought.
Well, we can throw that one in there later, for certain.
Yeah, I am going to go ahead and... Actually, Anna, do you have anything that you want to prioritize?
Well, I'm sort of organizing my thoughts here.
Okay.
For now, no.
Okay.
I'll play the next one.
Okay. I'll play the one before the next one.
Great. For those who were...
I'll play the one after the next one.
Who were not looking at the in-studio webcam, all three of us have our hair... done in the same way today.
Very matching.
So it's we're all rocking the bun headband look, which
is a good one for if you haven't showered.
That's exactly why I'm wearing my hair this way. Is that why you guys are wearing your
hair
this way?
Oddly enough, I usually am not big on showering, but I showered yesterday, so I don't feel like I feel like I just wanted to wear my hair this way.
I played the fifth.
I went on a run this morning, and I realized I was procrastinating showering by, like, doing all this stuff, and I was like, okay, well, I'm just not gonna. So I could begin my day.
Nice.
Excellent. Well, yes, some more music.
Here we go.
In my mind, been brewing up. up really sketch vibes. My woman's been telling me lies about other men, about where she's been hanging.
Those were a couple of songs for you. The first was White Lies by Max Frost and Sybil One by Chadwick Stokes following it up.
Yeah. Hmm. And that's about Chadwick's wife, Sybil.
There are a number of Sybils. It looked like there's Sybil One, Two, and Three.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And she actually sings on some of the album.
Oh, hmm. That's nice.
Yeah. I think so. Yes. It's a quiet, rainy night here in Medford, Massachusetts.
Yeah. Oh, here was a pun I was thinking of making.
I hate puns.
I think pun was the wrong word for this. Play on words, perhaps. Mm-hmm. But it feels
just
like...
Just don't sugarcoat it for her. Tell her if it's a pun.
No, I think the theme of this show is like having the blues a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a color.
Oh.
Okay. But it's also like rainy and like.
Okay. Yes. Actually, okay. I don't think the issue is puns. I think I don't like when people think people are clever for doing puns. Because it's like, you're not saying anything new. You're just putting like, oh, that thing and that thing. And then,
and
like,
those are different, but they sound the same.
Yeah. And then I feel like puns get a lot of credit for being like creative and clever, but I think it's a way of just like entertaining people without actually saying anything.
Interesting. So what do you think is a higher form of comedy than puns?
I think like, I don't know. I think like just not puns. Like, I feel like puns are like the only thing where it's like a joke that's not based on like I do, like any kind of like connection or like discussing something. And maybe there are other things I don't, but puns are the only ones I have gripes with. Like, I haven't really like analyzed anything else.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the pun of the day. Let's assess.
You googled pun of the day.
I did. A friend of mine tried to annoy me with bird puns, but I soon realized that toucan played that game.
But I kind of feel you on,
yeah,
like, there's always something,
right,
there's always something disappointing when it's a play on words. Or I feel that way about riddles, and then the answer to the riddle is like, is just like that it's a number of, it's like how you spell the word or something. Yeah. And I always kind of wish that it was actually about logic or something rather than like being tricked. I think that's a little bit different, yeah. But
although to be fair, I once, when I was on a punishment hike with Andrew Wofford, got
a punishment hike.
Remember?
A punishment hike.
Because we were talking about puns, and that word has, yeah. Okay, but he pushed me on this, and it's like, to be honest, it's like, if it's making a lot of people happy, you know, whatever.
It's true. Dad's everywhere.
Dad's.
We'd be out quite a few good jokes if we eliminated puns from the national conversation.
Yeah. There'd be a lot of sad dads out there, you could say.
All the sad dads.
Yeah. Things to consider.
Okay, I have a song.
Okay.
Great.
It's kind of sad, and it's from my friend's dance class when she was in fifth grade.
Whoa. But that's perfect, because we have the blues tonight, folks.
Yeah.
So here's a lot of sad songs coming
out. And then we'll finish the night with Rainbow in the Dark by Desiree.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
To let you shine, I live to let
that was the song Boats and Birds by Gregory and the Hawk.
That was nice.
A nice song.
Yeah. It sounds like, yeah, we can do some rolling music for a little bit here, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Some more blues.
Yeah.
I guess blues. Not actually blues, sorry. Right. Just songs when we have the blues. Oh, yeah, that was the other part of the pun, was that I was supposed to also play blues.
Oh, is that the new
blues
theme? We're not doing colors anymore?
No, I think I'm just.
Oh, I get it. It's like the blues and colors. And
it's the spring feelings cleaning.
Spring feelings.
It's interesting, because the last time I was on this show, the theme was spring.
Yeah, we do that. We do seasonal themes a lot.
They're pretty reliable. There's a lot of good content out there about the weather. I have a song that I like by a band that I've been liking lately, been interested in. They're brother and sister, and I think it's just like pleasant music to listen to. So,
wait, I see what you're about to listeners. Play, and this song is from the same time period in my life.
Yeah, that's why it reminded me of this. Yeah. So if Charlotte could play that song that I've conveniently highlighted, if her vision is good enough to read it across the studio, she's got this. She's got this.
Yeah. is that
it's on the playlist.
Cool. Let me just organize it by title. Wait, I really don't see it.
It's okay.
We're gonna just swap that aux cord. And Anna's gonna hit that play button for you folks.
Live updates from the studio.
We're coming to you live. We plugged in the wires and we're ready to go. Here we go, everyone. Awesome. I'm turning it on now.
Spell your name. Up mon cerveau insiste you but it's on its way. It goes through the hands and the summer.
That was Paper Airplane, Aeroplane by Angus and Julia Stone, who I've played a few times on this show. I do enjoy them. Good stuff. That was off the album A Book Like This. Other good tracks to check out. Private Lawns.
I have a song.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I actually have a public service announcement for you folks, because it is 10:47. I'm going to tell you about something near and dear to my heart.
Okay, I have three guesses.
What is... let's see if you guess correctly.
Okay. Water sanitation. Am I close? Can you give me
No, no, no. You said you have three guesses.
Okay. Puppies.
Close, but no. Okay. That's something I love is what I'm
saying. My third guess. What happens if I'm wrong?
Nothing. I'm just curious if one of your three first guesses were actually
Something near and dear to your heart that's really not too. Puppies or water sanitation. Camp.
Ah, no, none of those things. Oh. I think you would have been able to get this, though, eventually. It's about being a vegetarian.
Oh, that was my fourth guess.
Okay, my sister had to tell me you were a vegetarian.
Oh, really?
I had no idea. Wow. Yeah, I learned a lot of things. Sister. Sarah learned all these things about people. She's like, did you know Luke's parents were both geologists? I'm like, no.
That's not the case.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe it is. Maybe we don't know. Maybe we just never asked Luke that particular question, you know?
But we met his parents and his dad told us all about what he does.
Yeah, but he said he has done a lot of things.
That's
actually
true.
Luke's dad used to work on a boat.
A boat. A tugboat. Might be listening. So if you're, because he sometimes does. So if you're Luke Burkhalter, please call in and tell us what your parents do at 617-627-3800.
And now I'm going to talk about being a vegetarian, and then Marissa's going to play her song. Okay. Order your free vegetarian starter kit at PETA.org! Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive, too. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA... How do you pronounce it?
PETA.
PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to PETA website link and then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer lasting life. It has everything. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion-loving friends here at WMFO.
I would like to add that if you're a college freshman and you're maybe thinking of being vegetarian, but you're also struggling with a lot of other things and you can't prioritize protein, maybe it's not the best choice for you and maybe it'll make you feel weak and tired all often. I don't know, but something else to add.
Yeah. Okay. I think I would say a longer lasting life is a bit of a... That's quite the claim from PETA.
It's also rather contrary to many things that happen your freshman year of college.
Yeah.
You know.
Interesting.
Late nights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're taking up drinking and being a vegetarian at the same time. maybe you should think about that.
Yeah, just one step at a time.
Yeah. Okay. Ready?
Go.
From the or.
I wanna see pom-poms from the stairs. Come on, come on. My fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, I know you're Forrest. I know you wouldn't hurt a beetle, but you're so buff and so strong. I'm nervous, Forrest. Forrest Gump, my fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, I saw you came, Forrest. I was screaming, run 44, but you kept running past the end zone. Oh, where'd you go, Forrest? Forrest Gump, my fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, Forrest Green, Forrest Blues. I'm remembering you. This is love, I know it's true. I won't forget you. It's for you, Forrest. Forrest Gump. Desert.
flood you the deepest thirst. And you came to my sweet shore to indulge it with the warning drilling eyes of an orphan. But there is not enough, there is not enough. Out of a gunny sack for red rabbits, into the crucible to be rendered an emulsion. And we can't allow a chance they'd restore themselves. So we can't make it easy on you. Undaunted, you bathe in hollow cries, the boys with swollen sunburned eyes. A reward for letting nothing under the skin. So help me, I don't know. I might just give the old dark side a chance. Don't cast your whirling eyes on the shore. Do we even the score? In the hole, who decides who paddles over the falls? Yeah, who makes the call? Who makes the call? Release from every scale.